You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gautzoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotz. You can also follow us on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, all one word. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode, although I don't know how you'll enjoy it if you're a Yankees fan, because thanks to the day game surprising the heck out of me, I have two games to recap, both losses. So it won't be a pleasant show, but if you like listening to me rant a bit, you're going to have fun. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Yeah, imagine my surprise when I realized today's game was a 107 start. I don't know why I didn't know this, or why I thought I saw 707 when I was previewing the game yesterday. My bad. So that's why the show is late. I'm recording this at 5:40 p.m. The Yankees were walked off by the Jays today, lost 2 out of 3, went 2-4 on their road trip. They're 5-7 overall. They look like crap. Let's just be honest. They don't look great. The rotation is basically Gerrit Cole at this point. Both Jameson Taillon and Corey Kluber est the bed the past two games. And while the Yankees' offense has picked up a little bit, they scored 4 runs today. Aaron Judge had 2 home runs. They're still not doing as well as you expect the Yankees' offense to do. But here is my thing. Yankee fans should not be panicking right now. You should be annoyed that they look so bad, but you shouldn't panic. It's only 12 games. It's April 14th. There is no reason to think that this team is going to play this badly all season. And there's no reason to think that if they are playing badly the first half, that Brian Cashman won't try to do something to make them better. What that would be, I have no idea. But I think it's too early to panic. It's a 162-game season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. All those good cliches. I am full of them, but it's true. And as frustrating as it is to watch this team do as badly as it's doing, they will get better. So in today's loss, they scored 4 runs on only 5 hits. Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs. That was good to see, especially because he had that issue with his side earlier in the week. Or what day is it? It's Wednesday. So before the weekend? When was that? I swear, this pandemic is making it so I don't know what time is and how many days have gone by or weeks or anything like that. The other good thing was there was a stat tweeted out last night that the Yankees were the last team in baseball to not score in the first inning, and Aaron Judge changed that this afternoon, hitting a solo shot in the first inning. So big thanks to Judge for that. Can't believe it took that long for the Yankees to score in the first inning, but that just shows you how bad the offense has been so far this season. So let's go through all the numbers. We'll go through today's game first, then last night's game. I know it's not going to be fun, but the Yankees aren't fun right now, and this is what we'll have to deal with until they pick things up. I will say, I am looking forward to the off day tomorrow, not just for the Yankees, but for all of us. We all need an off day tomorrow. So Aaron Hicks led off for the Yankees today, and he went 0-for-4. Judge in the two-hole went 2-for-4 with his 2 home runs and 2 ribbies and 2 hits, obviously. Gardner was 0-for-3 with a walk, and he scored. Gleyber Torres was 1-for-2 with 2 walks, and he scored. Gio Urshela was 1-for-4. He had 2 runs batted in with a big hit, and other than that, not a lot of stuff happening. The Yankees also ruined their little bit of a streak that they had with the amount of strikeouts. They had been striking out a lot the last few games. The pitching staff was mowing people down. Today they only had 6 overall, but they only had 2 walks. So that's, you know, it's not the same kind of ratio as, say, 12 strikeouts to 3 walks, but it's good enough. The Yankees, actually, the offense, they only struck out 4 times. They walked 3 times, so it wasn't terrible. It's just they can't get hits. It's so frustrating. And because they couldn't get any hits, they were 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position and only left 3 on base. So that's not bad. Toronto was 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and they left 9 on base, but still ended up winning. So Kluber, 4 innings. This is the problem. Tyone only went 3 2/3 last night. Kluber only went 4. So the Yankees had to ask a lot from their bullpen again. And this is going to be a problem if these two guys, the Yankees 2 and 3 in their pitching rotation, can't last more than 4 innings. So 3 runs on 6 hits in 4 innings. He gave up 2 home runs. He struck out 4, walked 2. Jonathan Loaisiga came in. He pitched 2 innings, gave up a run on 3 hits. Darren O'Day pitched an inning, gave up a hit, struck out 1. Justin Wilson pitched again, threw an inning, same as O'Day, 1 hit, 1 strikeout. And then Chad Green got the loss on a walk-off home run. That's not fun because he was doing pretty well. And isn't that always the way? Someone will say, hey, Chad Green hasn't done this in a long time. And boom, there you go. So they dropped the game 5-4 again. They're 5-7 on the season. They finished the road trip 2-4. They have an off day tomorrow, thank goodness. And then the Rays come to New York for a 3-game series. In a moment, we'll rehash last night's game, which also wasn't a fun one, but at least it wasn't as heartbreaking as today's. It's never fun to lose on a walk-off home run. But before we get to that, it's time for me to talk about my favorite protein bar ever, Built Bar, because it's the best tasting protein bar ever. It has so many amazing flavors. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and they're easy to chew. Coconut brownie chunk, I will talk this up until you buy it. It is one of the best things I've ever tasted, and it doesn't taste like it's good for you. That's the best part about Built Bar. It's like you're eating a candy bar. Built Bars are great for the health-conscious person. They're great for the keto diet. They're low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. They're great if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat that seems like it's bad for you. Again, coconut brownie chunk, I highly recommend that. Mint brownie. Actually, you know what? Honestly, any of the coconut flavors, there's coconut almond, there's coconut brownie chunk, mint brownie's good, salted caramel is good, double chocolate is fantastic, cookie dough, cookies and cream. My goodness, it's everything you can think of. Oh, and I mentioned this flavor last week, but birthday cake. Didn't think I would be a fan of birthday cake because it's white chocolate, it's covered in sprinkles, and I'm not a big fan of birthday cake flavored stuff overall, but it is because it's Built Bar. It's really good. Go to BuiltBar.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Again, that means next, not first. So if you've ordered 50 boxes of Built Bar, and I don't blame you if you did, you will still get the 15% off. Again, use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So let's look at last night's game. Womp womp. Not fun. Yeah, it's not fun watching this team. And as I said in segment 1, I'm happy that they have an off day. Because not only does the team need the off day, but their fans need the off day. Everyone needs to calm down. That's my thing. I always tell everyone to practice Zen baseball, not let this get to you. I know it's difficult, but just try. Just try for Mama Stacy. Just do it. So last night's game was definitely not fun. Yankees dropped that one 7-3. Although I will say they had 8 hits, which is better than usual. But giving up 7 runs on 10 hits is not a good thing. And Jameson Taillon, as I said, did not last very long. Only pitched 3 2/3. He gave up 5 runs on 8 hits. He walked 1, struck out 3, gave up a home run. Lucas Lecky gave up a home run. He pitched 1 1/3, but he also struck out 3. Luis Sessa came in, pitched 2 innings, struck out 2, walked 1, gave up a hit. Albert Abreu came in, walked 2, struck out 1, gave up a run. Yeah, it wasn't a good thing. And on the offensive side, those 8 hits, 2 by LeMahieu, 1 by Stanton, and the 1 by Stanton, my God, it was 120 off the bat. Hicks was 3-for-4 last night in his return, and then he went 0-for-4 today. Clint Frazier was 1-for-3, Jay Bruce was 1-for-3, and last night was also kind of the same for the Yankees pitchers. They struck out 9, that's not bad. They walked 4, that's not great. Gave up those 10 hits. Yeah, can't do that. And the Yankees, as an offense, struck out 8 times and walked twice in last night's game. Again, not great. And Ryu, who started the game, pitched 6 2/3, gave up 1 run on 4 hits, walked 1, struck out 7. So it was not a good last 2 games for the Yankees. So again, they drop 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays. They finish the road trip 2-4 against the Blue Jays and Tampa. And I mean, you don't want that. These are your rivals. These are the teams that you have to beat in order to win the division. But again, it's early. They have a lot more games to play against these 2 teams. And as I said, at some point, either earlier this week or last week, the Yankees aren't even facing the Red Sox until June. And speaking of the Red Sox, they're doing really well right now. And of course, their fans are overreacting to how well they're doing. And, you know, as I said to you all, it is too early to panic. It's also too early to celebrate, unless championships are won in April, which we all know they're not. And not to take anything away from the Red Sox, because they do look good. Their pitching is good. Their offense is good. They are running on all cylinders and doing really well. But as I told you, it's April 14th, people. It's too early to panic. It's too early to celebrate. If you've watched baseball for as long as I have, you know this. And even if you haven't watched baseball for as long as I have, you should know this. This is how baseball is. Everyone's fortunes change. And yes, you have those teams that go wire to wire and win. You also have the teams that go wire to wire and lose. But the Red Sox weren't predicted to do much this year. And everything is working for them. They don't have any major injuries. Again, all their pitchers are doing well right now. And the Yankees, the offense isn't clicking. No one besides Gerrit Cole can pitch. No, that's not true. The bullpen has been doing pretty well lately. But in the rotation, it's Gerrit Cole, basically. That's it. And I really think that if Taillon and Kluber stay healthy, they will improve. With them, I'm more worried about their health, but I believe that they will do better. They're just, you know, taking their lumps right now early in the season. But for them, the important thing is length. You can't keep only pitching 4 innings in your outings or 3 2/3. It's not going to work. The Yankees bullpen will not survive having their 2 and 3 in the starting rotation not pitch more than 4 innings a game. Aaron Boone spoke to the media after today's 5-4 loss, and this is what he had to say.
Aaron Bo Bichette clearly gave you guys some trouble today. What made him such a difficult out?
I mean, you know, the first one, it looked like Corey tried to get a 2-seamer into the corner, didn't quite get it there, and it probably didn't quite have the movement quality and put a really good inside-out swing. And at the time, I think the wind was kind of hit it in that tunnel where the wind kind of later shifted. So, obviously had a hard time containing him today, and he got us there in the end.
What did you think of Kluber overall?
Kluber, I still think's close. I thought the stuff was fine. Obviously had to work pretty hard. You know, a lot of pitches kind of each inning that drove him up a little bit. Had Tellez there 0-2 to start that inning, and change up that wasn't an awful pitch. Looked like it was probably off the plate away, but elevated enough, and Tellez put a good swing on it to get things started. Then he hung a breaking ball to Kirk. But otherwise, made some pitches to get out of a jam there in his last inning. So I feel like he's continuing to get close to where he needs to be. And when you think of Corey at his best, it's movement and precision, and, you know, just getting to that final, over that final hump, but getting real precise.
Just 2-4 on the road trip. What can you do to try to get this team back on track?
Well, we got to play better, obviously, in every area. You know, there's some mistakes we're making. Obviously the pen has done a really nice job for us. When you're not banging, you got to do little things really well. And, you know, that's catch the ball, run the bases. We know eventually we are going to start banging. I have a ton of confidence in our guys and can't wait to see them turn the corner. But in the meantime, you know, especially when you're in these dogfights where you're not breaking games open, you got to play real clean.
Eric Bowen, you have the next question.
Aaron, I know we've asked you about this a bunch, but how much of a tightrope are you guys walking, constantly having to dip into your bullpen early in games like this?
Yeah, okay, we're doing okay because we've been able to protect them. We haven't pitched anyone when we haven't wanted to. You know, we've stayed away, and, you know, when they've gone multiple innings, given them a couple days off. The off days, which, you know, I think, you know, obviously weather related, but also because you're building up starting pitching, you have the more off days than usual in the month of April that help you out a little bit. So, I feel like we've been able to, and because our entire pen has played a role, you know, we've had to lean on all of those guys kind of equally. So they've kind of shared the load down there a little bit. So I don't feel like we've had to use anyone unnecessarily. But as you go and you start getting later in the month and you start getting into May and the summer months, that's when you really got to lean on the starting pitcher.
In a moment, we'll hear from Aaron Judge with regards to today's game. But first, Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You can bet on the NBA, you can bet on NHL, you can bet on MLB, you can bet on basketball and baseball from all over the world, in fact. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. You get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Just head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Be a waiver wire winner with the Locked On Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Cullen, who uses data and nearly 2 decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So Aaron Judge had some things to say about today's loss. Here they are.
Aaron, bit of a tough road trip. What does this team have to do to get back on track in the Tampa series?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think through the games. You know, it's the little things. You know, I look back to either base running mistakes, mistakes in the outfield, not coming up, you know, with just a clutch hit, you know, taking our singles when we can, you know. So there's a bunch of things, you know, even me personally, you know, a couple of things I need to work on to, you know, kind of help put this team in a better position to come out with a better outcome, especially with a tough team like Tampa is going to give us their best.
This team was really expected to be an offensive juggernaut. You had a good day at the plate, but the team as a whole has been inconsistent offensively. Are you a little surprised by the fact that you guys have gotten off to a little bit of a slow start offensively?
Yeah, it's tough to say. You know, we kind of just inconsistent. You know, that's the word I keep coming back to. It's just not consistently, you know, having quality at bats, you know, putting the ball in play when we need to, situational hitting. It's just kind of all that together, you know, isn't a good recipe. So, we just got to kind of, grind it out. And that's what I kind of think is, you know, guys, when they come up in a situation where we need to either get a guy over, score a guy, we just got to, you know, hunker down and get the job done.
We can go next to Brendan Cuddy, please unmute.
Aaron, understanding you're just 12 games in, what's the mood or level of frustration among you guys right now?
You know, I think after any loss, it's frustrating. You know, I don't think anybody in here is happy, you know, especially even after the Frickets, you know, game 12 or game, you know, 150. You know, if we take a loss, that's personal. And that, you know, something that we, you know, we take a lot of pride in, you know, our craft and what we do and, you know, showing up ready to play and, you know, showing up ready to win. And, you know, just haven't been able to get it done lately. And, you know, it's just, you know, time to regroup and, you know, figure out what we need to work on, figure out what guys need to improve on and, you know, get back to it.
Thank you.
Go next to Marley Rivera.
Hi, Aaron. Dan Martin asked your manager whether, because the Tampa Bay Rays continue to talk about, you know, the throwing at their head and so on. How do you focus on the field without shutting out the outside noise?
It just goes back to, you know, we got a job to do. You know, I got a job to do on the field. You know, it's a show up every day. And, you know, if I got to drive a guy in, throw a guy out, you know, post four or five, you know, at bats a game, you know, that's my job. You know, I gotta do that. You know, the outside noise, it's really just noise. You know, I gotta focus on what I gotta do on the field. And, you know, if a guy gets hit, you know, there's ways to take care of that, ways to clean that up. And I just gotta play the game. That's really all.
But is it tough, you know, the fact that it seems like your games are just getting there's this heightened every time the game starts, even when nothing has happened yet, the tensions are already high.
Yeah, tensions are high. You know, we've kind of gone back and forth with the Rays. You know, we get hit, we get brushed back, they get hit, they get brushed back, and it's kind of back and forth. You know, but I think the most important thing is just focusing on the game. You know, we go out there and play and let our play do the talking. And I think that's, you know, the best way, best outcome for both sides.
So Gleyber Torres is fine after jamming his ring finger. He sat out Tuesday's game, but he was in today's game. And as I mentioned earlier, he was 1-for-2 with 2 walks. So everything's fine. All the tests were negative on that finger. Jamming a finger is not fun. In high school, gym class, 9th grade, my teacher made me soccer goalie. And I jammed 3 fingers on one hand, trying to stop a ball from getting into the net. Did I stop the ball from getting into the net? You bet your butt I did, but I had to go to the nurse after that. And the funniest thing is the gym teacher was mad at me for getting hurt, and I'm not athletic. I like watching sports. I don't really enjoy playing them, and I just thought it was amusing that she was mad at me, even though I told her I didn't want to be the goalie. But that's probably why she did that, because gym teachers used to be sadistic. So I know what it's like to jam a finger or 3, and it's not fun, and it was good to see Gleyber back today. Hopefully he's okay long-term. Hopefully everyone else is. I was impressed by Stanton hitting a ball 120 miles an hour. As I say all the time when these StatCast numbers come out, I wouldn't want to be anywhere in the stands near the field with these guys coming up to bat. And I've said this many times. Anytime Gary Sheffield came up when he was on the Yankees, I don't understand how anyone sat on the third base side, because he routinely fouled off balls that were like lasers. And I wish StatCast was around then, because I am interested to know how fast his hits were off the bat. I can only imagine. Before we go, let's quickly recap the last 2 days. The Yankees lose today on a walk-off, 5-4. They lose the series 2 out of 3. They go 2-4 on their road trip. They have an off day tomorrow, much needed for them and for us. And then they're back at it on Friday against the Rays for 3 in Yankee Stadium. For now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the new Odyssey app, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Fantasy Baseball. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.